Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
That was whiny Frankie Louvu.
Frank, my man, Breach brother,
bitching about wanting the Tush Push band.
NFC Championship game legend, you mean?
Yeah, we'll go with that. But little whiny Frankie and little whiny Ted might get their way, because it sounds like the NFL is going down the road of banning the tush push and any assisting of the runner type situation.
Why can't Frank just say it's one word, unfair? It's just unfair, two syllables, unfair. It's an unfair play for the defense. Just Frank, just say that. You don't have to say anything else. Just say, it's not a fair play. It's that simple. It's not a fair play.
So do we believe this is going to get changed? I know you've been pounding this drum,
harping
this.
Why does it feel like it's trending that way?
It definitely feels like it's trending that way.
I feel like when we talked about this 6 weeks ago at the owners' original first owners' meetings, that, I don't know, it just didn't feel like it had a lot of momentum. But it felt like in the last 6 weeks, it's been building steam, Fitzy, that I think this play is going to be kind of ruled out. And I think it should for two reasons. Mm-hmm. One, I don't think it's an entertaining play. I think visually, it's just an ugly play to look at. I don't think it's a fun. Okay, all right. You hike and then then you fall for 2 yards. Great. There's no suspense in the play. There's no chance. The chance of them making it is pretty much automatic. So again, nothing really that I want to sit around for and watch this play to see if they're going to make it or not, because they 99 out of 99 chances almost get it. And then also, it's just not a fair play, Fitzy, in my opinion. Being from on the defensive side, I don't see how, if the defense can't push and the offense can, I don't know how it makes it fair. So it's not fair, and aesthetically, it's an ugly play to look at. And to me, those are two very, very valid reasons why the play should go, Fitzy.
You should either allow the defense to do their countermeasure of the tush push, or you should ban the play. You have to level the playing field. Andy, one of the tenets I have to sports in general is a level playing field, or at least always knowing the rules of engagement. This is how it's supposed to be played. This is what's fair for you. I should be allowed to do something that counteracts what the tush push is. The only thing I've ever really seen, I've seen two things. People leaping over the top like, suicide warriors, for God's sakes, or just like throwing themselves haphazardly at the offense, which seems just beyond reckless in my estimation. And then I saw that play in the Super Bowl, which kind of got Chris Jones hurt, where tried to line up diagonally and be a human buzzsaw and cut across the formation. He got trampled and almost broke his neck, for God's sake.
Yeah, that was one where ideas didn't transition well from like the whiteboard or somebody's head to the field. I feel like that's one where the coach sees it goes, "Well, that was a dumb idea."
Well, you know why? Because they can't practice it.
Right. Well, I mean, they could.
Yeah, good point.
They could. Mm-hmm. They choose not to.
I got him, Fitzy.
No,
I
you didn't.
Right in that trap.
But I think the greatest example of why I believe this is getting voted down and being banned is the Eagles players are now talking about that it's not a big deal. And I think that's one of those, like, mind games. Like, A.J. Brown said, I don't have any thoughts on it. It's only 1 yard. And to me, the best was left tackle Jordan Mailata. They're left tackle.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
So a big part of it. Not the centerpiece of it, but he's an offensive lineman. They're ruling on the tush push, question mark? I guess we'll just do it with no push. In terms of banning the tush push, I hate the name. So I hope they ban it. It's a stupid name, Mailata joked. I think they're making light of it now because they know it's going to get banned. And they don't want to seem like, oh, now we're at a disadvantage or we lost something. Because they're diminishing it. That's a tactic an immature Andy would do. So I think they're taking a very interesting tactic.
I wonder I got to look it up. But I wonder how many first downs they got from doing that. I mean, it was a lot.
Oh, yeah, a lot.
It is a lot. You could almost... I mean, that helped them win the Super Bowl.
Well, a lot of people just had this whole theory, like, everybody else has to get 10 yards, they get 9, because
it's an automatic
first.
That's
an automatic next one.
Yeah. Automatic one, probably 2 yards.
Right. And I fight against it, but it's not like I'm going to, in 2 years, be like, you know what I miss? The tush push. Yeah. Remember that era when we got to watch the Eagles
do it? They used to call it the brotherly shove. That was a much more clever name. Yeah. Tush push should only apply outside of Philadelphia or Philadelphia Eagles football. I doubt Nick Sirianni. If Nick Sirianni had the talent of the 2024 New England Patriots offensive line and Jacoby Brissett, I doubt he would have insisted they run that 4 to 7 times a game. And they did that because their quarterback can squat a freaking train and the offensive linemen are the size of a house.
Yeah, they had an all-pro center. They had a quarterback who was short and stocky and powerful legs, and then they just kind of added to it. But I don't think anybody's going to miss it. Dan Ball.
On the effectiveness of this, it was ran just over 0.25% of total plays last year. The Eagles and the Bills ran it 163 times. 87% of their tush push attempts resulted in either a touchdown or a first down, compared to 71% for the rest of the league. So it's very effective across the board.
And that's great. But again, I bet you Jalen Hurts will be effective with a QB sneak.
Not 87%, though.
No, but he'll be effective.
Yes, he will.
And it'll
be
above.
It's too bad they don't have a good running back either. I don't know what he's going to do.
And a good line. They have a good line, a good stocky quarterback with powerful legs, a good running back with the biggest thighs that you'll ever want to see that squats 800 pounds himself. Like, I'm not going to lose any sleep over the fact that the only part that bothers me is it does feel like they found a loophole, they found a thing, they mastered it, and just when you master it, they're like, that's not fair. We're taking that away from you. That aspect of it, just sort of the general aspect of it, bothers me. But other than that, who's really going to miss it? Who's really going to miss the tush push?
Nobody.
I mean, maybe commentators because they get some game-filling time
calling
and talk
it tush push.
About it. Because I actually think the issue that is more interesting is what they're talking about the playoff season.
I would agree.
Because that affects 7 teams in each conference. That affects how, you know, playoff runs towards... Like, very few championships were ever going to be decided on the tush push. Playoff seeding could decide championships. This is a much bigger deal here.
100%.
So you want to tell people what it is?
Well, so basically, the proposal by Detroit would see the 7 playoff teams from each conference, 4 division winners and the 3 wildcard teams that they have now, seeded by record, regardless of whether they won their division or not. The only new tiebreaker would be if a wildcard team and a division winner have the same record, the division winner would automatically break the tie. But otherwise, if you have a great record, so let's just say the Bills go 17-0 and the Patriots are 16-1. You're not a wild card team, Patriots. You're going to be the number 2 seed behind the Bills, who are the number 1 seed.
So last year, the Detroit Lions, they won the NFC North. They got to play. They got their first round bye, right? They didn't play.
Got it handed to them on a Saturday night when they couldn't stop a nosebleed, let alone Jaden Daniels.
And the 14-win Minnesota Vikings had to go to L.A. They had to go play the Rams that had won 10 games.
And we've had there was that year that the Seahawks were 7-8-1 or something. They had a sub-500 record. They actually
7-9 year, but that was the Beastquake year. So that was kind of like that. It's weird that that's almost an outlier, Andy. Like, but they were also kind of awesome against the Saints.
No, I know, and they won, and that's great, but that'll never happen again. You'll have teams with winning records, the better records, hosting playoff games, seeded as such. And if we're being fair, Ted Johnson likes fair and unfair.
Sports radio, do we have to be?
If we're being fair... probably should be the way it is, correct? They've had this whole desire for divisions to matter. It's why they altered the whole schedule 5 years ago or whenever that was, to play every late season game for like 3 weeks as a division battle to decide divisions.
I'm going to give you an example that, but you guys, when I moved back here in 2018, I just remember these playoffs vividly for the Patriots. I remember they weren't playing great, right? And then they won in their last couple of games at home, and offense started turning. And they had a record of 11-5 that year. Okay, they played in the second round, the L.A. Chargers, who went 12-4. But the L.A. Chargers had to fly out to play the Baltimore Ravens that only had won 10 games that year. Okay? Mm-hmm. But they
won the division.
Since they won the division, they hosted. And so a team that has two less wins gets to host a team that has two more wins, and they play the Chargers. The Chargers beat the Ravens, and then they got to fly all the way back out to San Diego, and then they got to fly all the way back out to Boston to play the Patriots, and the Patriots demolished them in that game. And part of it was because of how unfair the playoffs were at that time. I mean, are in some respects what we're trying to talk about.
But we're gonna
have Sony Michel run all over him. I remember everyone. Remembers
well, we
that
can tie it into today because did you see who was a visitor at OTAs today? The reason Sony Michel ran all over anybody in the totality of his career. First name James, last name Devlin, Pro Bowl fullback. Yeah. Follow 46
My
to freedom.
Andy Hart siren went off this morning when I saw Devlin. Yeah. I guess he was there doing some work with the NFLPA.
Yeah, so that was the reason. But to
hell
get
of a
back,
fullback. Glad I didn't have to hit him.
He would have kicked your ass. No, just
please.
Kidding.
Please.
I'm just kidding.
ask Sam Gash, Lorenzo Neal, Tony Richardson what they thought of hitting me.
They didn't want that smoke.
But we're going to have arguments because the one you gave is sort of an interesting one. Now, I don't remember the exact year, but for example, the AFC North, a lot of years is a pretty good division, right? The Ravens, the Steelers, the Bengals, even the Browns. And I think some of the old school logic was you don't want to, let's say the Bills this year. Most people aren't in love with the rest of the AFC East. Patriots might be the second best. How good are they? Whatever. The Bills get to beat up on the Patriots, Dolphins, and Jets. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, there's all these dogfights in the AFC North. So their record's not as good, but are they really a better football team? Have they played more physical, demanding, competitive games? You're going to get some of that analysis late in seasons when we start figuring out how this actually works if they voted in.
Well, that's a fair, but still a more fair system in my opinion, right?
Yeah, and I actually think those will be few and far between.
Every game's hopefully the hope is that the week's 18 that the games still matter. Like a lot of these teams won't be sitting guys like they're sitting now. You know?
Yeah, that's a great point. I hadn't really considered that, Ted. I was just wanted to ask out loud, like, what do we think was the primary reason for this?
It's to make regular seasons more relevant at the end of the season.
Right.
Fitzy.
Right. Without doing
so, Buffalo can't do what they did, which was go in the tank and cost us the number one draft.
So you're not giving back because they actually lost some of that when they went from two buys to one buy and six teams out of the seven making the playoffs. You lost different permutations of people needing to play for something in the finale. So, yes, this adds a layer of I can change my seating. Now, I do wonder if anyone will do any chicanery and you'll see scoreboard watching and people trying to pick opponents. You could still throw a game to be a lower seed because you go, oh, I like that path right there. That path's a little – and now maybe I'm overthinking this. I don't know if people would do – you can tell me, Bet. Would people do that?
No.
Okay.
No.
You sure about that?
I'm pretty sure, yes.
So there'll be no scoreboard watching.
I think a lot of – but my guess is a lot of those games are going to be – most of the games will be 1 o'clock kicks.
Well, they'll try,
So you would try to eliminate the scoreboard watching.
You're playing simultaneously.
Everyone's playing at the same time, so it's harder to do that.
So we all agree this is a good thing, even though it – we grew up in a world where division titles matter. Are they still going to give out hats and T-shirts for division titles?
You know, I'd be okay if they did it. I mean, we all like getting them. But look, I mean, when you win Super Bowls, who cares about the division, right? It's more about the Super Bowls.
Yes. Now, this is spitballing on the fly, so it could end with me sounding really stupid, and I feel like Dan Ball will be the guy that points it out if I'm really stupid.
That doesn't sound like me.
Is there ever a scenario where you could have a division winner not make the playoffs? Like, by record.
Mm-mm.
You know what I mean? Like, could there be three teams in the East, three teams in the West that all have, you know, 13-win records, and So they're, you know what I mean? Yeah. You know what I'm kind of saying?
Yeah, of course they're. I think
but
they're
you automatically get a, if you win your division, you automatically get
a playoff. Okay, I'm just double checking because that's the next step in this process. What if
just
you're
seven
in.
Seven best teams?
Yeah, the seven best teams make the playoffs, not a division winner.
Right, right.
Then we're turning into EPL. Then we're just going to have 24 teams or 16 teams in a super conference.
I almost feel like you got to get rid of the divisions.
Okay, we do have some breaking news that we were about to get to here. Not breaking news, sounder worthy, Stiz. So sit back in your chair. I saw you pop right up back there. The NFL has voted and passed the rule that will allow NFL players to play flag football in the Olympics. Ted Johnson, I was talking to you about this in the break. I think this was a foregone conclusion because I think this is a slow play of a plan where eventually NFL football will be flag football, and this is the first step to see how Joe Burrow to Tyreek Hill or to Justin Jefferson or these guys getting them involved plays, how popular it will be. The flip side, although, I'm going to ask you is, would you be concerned about this if you're an owner? Like, the players, is there a chance? I mean, Robert Edwards blew out his knee on a beach.
I'd be terrified if I'm an NFL owner.
You could lose Justin Jefferson to an ACL injury in a flag football
game. I do find
this
interesting because when it felt like the reports were that it was the commissioner wanted it more than the owners wanted it. And usually the commissioner's on basically sees everything the same way as the owners. Mm. That's how it was presented, at least in the reports that I read. I find this kind of interesting. I mean, it raises the profile of the NFL if NFL players are playing in the Olympics.
Does it?
I feel like it does, no?
Well, yes. The whole world gets to know who Jordan Addison is now.
Yeah, but he's not doing the sport that he's
It's a variation of the sport. It's still, you get, and you see their face, and you can promote it, and I still think it's.
Will it bring eyeballs into NFL games? Like, so you think the next step is somebody in Kenya watches.
Yep, I do. I think that's what they think. I think the NFL is obsessed about growing the game worldwide, global market. That is a commissioner's number one job is to grow the game globally. And I think they see this as an opportunity to do that. And so that's why they're allowing this. And they might feel it's worth the risk to do it. I don't know how you do it with contracts. I mean, if these guys play in the Olympics and they get hurt, is the team still on the bill for you'd have to be because it's signed the NFL.
Oh, yeah, you voted for it. You allowed it. So there's going to be some sort
of
waiver.
Someone is going to get a major injury in this game.
Especially
the NFL season.
Like, I don't want to be disrespectful to the rest of the world, but I don't know exactly how those teams are going to be how those teams are going to be built and come together. And you could have a guy who's a lesser athlete, who's less comfortable playing flag football, who just kind of gets caught out of position. Mm-hmm. Falls down. All of a sudden, he falls down with Justin Jefferson's crossing or something, and Justin Jefferson hyperextends, blows out a knee. I know I'm being a little extreme, but I feel like this could happen. And when you're talking about guys that make $30, $40, $50 million a year, those are extreme cautions. My other question is, though,
I'm surprised. This is interesting.
I think it's very interesting on that level. I also find it interesting. Like, who's the quarterback for USA? Like, is there going to be a boot camp where five quarterbacks, you know, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, all go to some camp and have to compete?
How do they select the men's basketball team?
So there is a there's a USA basketball committee. And all
They'll
the coaches.
Have the same thing. They'll have a committee.
So, like, who's the quarterback for Team USA in the Olympics?
Drake May.
We just saw him throw four picks in flag football
Joe
today.
Milton.
It's going to be Joe Milton.
Joe,
thank you,
yep.
Stiz.
I was trying to be serious.
It's going to be, you know what? They're going to offer it up to Mahomes, right?
Mahomes first. Yeah. Then Josh Allen second, I would think, because the ability to run and create a little bit. Joe Burrow's going to be in the conversation. Lamar, I don't know because there's limitations on running in flag football.
Right.
So you take away his superpower, and I wouldn't say he's the most accurate. Timing based.
Well, that's the thing.
Passer.
Which rules are we playing? Is it 5-by, 6-by, 7-by? Can the QB run? Can the QB not run?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know all the rules of football. And they vary to degree. I would also, you know, is this the type of thing? So 2028, what year?
I'm looking at it. It's LA.
Three years.
So 3 years.
Do you know the dates? Do you know the dates?
No.
July 14th to July 30th. So it blends,
right up to camp.
It blends into training camp.
Oh, my God. Somebody could lose.
SoFi is going to be lit. I'm telling you, this is going to sell out, guys. This is going to be a massive, massive attraction.
What about Tom Brady?
But why do you say that? I'm curious. Like, why? Like, what's your instinct on that, Fitzy?
A, people can't get enough. We're football drunk in this country, number one. Yep. Number two, we haven't seen elite athletes and top of the level marquee Sunday stars like NFL players play flag football before. And there's going to be a massive curiosity factor as to how it looks compared to the elite athletes of the rest of the world. Because while the rest of the world can't really keep up with the United States in terms of actual football, who's to say that certain nations that have a history of great runners, elite athletes. I don't know. For all we know, Ted, what if Mbappe Jamaica all of a sudden says, you know what?
What if
Portugal or France, like, what if Mbappe plays? He's the second biggest star in the world besides Messi.
And those guys, if you listen to guys like Wes Welker, their footwork came from soccer.
The ball. It's not,
no, I know.
Not running.
But some of those guys might have better footwork than some of our wide receivers. That's a possibility. They're elite
it's
athletes.
It's going to be huge.
Now, I don't know who's going to be huge. Also, I have no idea, because we go down this road in basketball, who plays American football now that would be eligible to play for other countries, who has ethnicity, family background, whatever.
International.
Like the rules.
Their citizenship allows.
Yeah.
What about guys that are going to probably be retired by then? Like, I bet Tyreek Hill has 2 years left in the NFL. Be a pretty damn good flag football player.
Yeah, I'm more interested in the matchups
kids,
with other countries, because we've already seen flag football. It's called the Pro Bowl, and like five people watch, and it's not that exciting. But if you do it with a flag on it, I'm a big believer. You put an American flag on it, I'll watch it and root for it.
Watch it,
and
it won't even be close. Do you even think there's another country that come close to competing with the U.S. in this?
We got waxed last year in a. Like a junior
under 21 real football.
Is that right?
Real football. Japan beat U.S. in real football. Under 21 team. It was as embarrassing. It's good thing not a lot of people knew about it, because it was thoroughly embarrassing that we lost to Japan in real football.
Those were our best 21-year-olds.
Supposedly.
Out there.
I don't know who's picking that team.
I don't know.
I'm not sure.
Those weren't college kids playing it.
Yeah, I don't know who was on it. But
I don't know. I don't think Shadur or Travis were on the team.
Well, there you go. Then.
Yes, Dan Ball.
According to the 2024 IFAF Flag Football World Rankings, Austria is our biggest challenger.
Austria?
The
bring it on, Austria.
Then Mexico, Germany, and France in your top five.
Oh, Mexico. Oh. That would be a good North American rivalry.
Oh, man. They're going to crash their ship, right?
I'm actually interested in this. It may be a disaster. I don't know if it'll be fun. I don't know how entertaining. But the lead up to it, like when they pick the team, who's on the team, who are the wide receivers, who's the coach? Bill Belichick. After he gets canned by North Carolina, he's looking for any job he can get. He becomes the flag football coach for U.S.
Andy, it's interesting that you, or it could be Dabo, who knows, or it could be somebody else altogether. It's interesting you brought up Justin Jefferson, because according to Diana Russini, he was in the room with all the owners talking about the future of flag football, has been a leading advocate for it. So he's Justin Jefferson. Like, we joke, like, oh, he'll be in there.
Yep.
Oh, we have to hope he doesn't get hurt. Like, he is the player's representative and champion of the flag initiative.
I'll watch him. He can bring the gritty to the Olympic stage. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, I just mentioned this man's name, Bill Belichick, and we're going to have to get Ted Johnson's opinion on the latest, greatest news from the relationship with Jordan.
That's groomsman Ted Johnson to you.
Ooh, Billy. Does Mr. Eight Rings
he must
need
have
to,
lost my phone number. He hasn't called me yet to ask me.
And what better place for a honeymoon than L.A.?
That's up next. Oh, Jordan, Bill Belichick, and another ring on WEEI.
Vrabel's a former teammate of mine, and I could kick his ass then. I could still kick his ass.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Pablo Torre with still my favorite quote, piece of information, whatever you want to call it, regarding this whole situation.
He just is a fountain of information.
Oh, yeah.
When it comes to the story.
Yeah. And by the way,
he says, I have 11 sources.
Yeah. So try to dispute it. Because you're going to dispute 11. All 11. Maybe one's lying. Or right. Are the other 10 lying?
No, I mean, there's too many and there's too much at this point. And by the way, we're going to have to put some respect on that name, the future Mrs. Bellinger.
Yeah. So we have a report from the New York Times, which I say report loosely because it's not a report. It's a feature story which has information buried within it. And I'm always skeptical when that happens.
Whoa. This is interesting. Because I've heard a lot of skepticism about this.
Yeah.
It's the New York Times.
What's it been like?
Which, thank you, Bill. What's it,
20 years ago?
The best drop ever. I mean, it's just, what's it been like?
It's been awesome.
So I'm just saying, this isn't, you know, some Esquire magazine. This is...
That's true.
This is the New York Times
but
we're talking about.
Everybody, I think fake we've news. Learned in the last 10 years of news and COVID and politics and Trump, every news source has been undercut or devalued to some degree.
Oof.
It has. They don't carry the same weight, whether you're the AP, the New York Times, CNN. Wow. They've all lost some of their credibility in part due to their own actions. So in the story, and I'm actually trying to find it now because it's buried, but anywhere, it basically says Jordan Hudson has told at least one person that she and Bill Belichick are indeed engaged.
In talks to buy a rugby team?
Nope. Engaged in talks to make this thing legal and binding. And the kind of thing where if, I don't know, one of his kids, I'd be like, whoa.
My mother-in-law is 20 years younger than me?
How much of the $250 million, I'm just making that number up, how much of the $250 million Belichick
estate
fortune is she getting? Because that would be the first question I would ask if I'm Steve Belichick, Brian Belichick, any of the Belichick wives. As I said to Ted, there is generational wealth from Bill Belichick that is about to jump from one family to another and potentially no longer be Belichickian generational wealth, including the real estate empire on Nantucket, not the empire she's building in Dorchester and locally. I'm skeptical, Ted, because I think this is a headline. You like, if you had this lockdown that she is in, and I know they wrote it, she has told at least one person, so they painted it a certain way.
That's probably why it's buried.
Yeah, because I tell a lot of people a lot of things. I tell people I'm 6'4". I'm not. So if I tell one person I'm 6'4", the New York Times can't put it in a headline.
I mean, you
tell them that face to face.
You fudge,
like, fudge a lot. If I'm never going to meet the person,
you only say that over text, though. There's no way you can say that eye to eye.
Well, it's a good time to tell everybody. Guess who got carded in Philadelphia
two weekends ago?
Wow.
Going into Xfinity Live after the concert, there was a little bit of a bog down, and the bouncers were checking IDs.
Look at the receding hairline.
There's no receding hairline. It's a big forehead. It's different. But literally, the guy...
He got a five head.
He was waving people in,
And he stops me and he goes, ID.
Well.
And I handed my ID.
He looked down at you and said, hey, you.
Oh, that's hurtful. Don't
you got to be 21.
Yeah. Shame.
And then he patted him on the head and let him through.
Got out his little flashlight.
First ruler. Night, yeah.
Looked at my ID. You don't have to be a certain height. You have to be a certain age. This has really gone sideways, and I don't care for any of you all. Let's get back to Belichick and making fun of him and his red pant wearing young girlfriend. So those were the money shot of this story, which is, again, a long feature in the New York Times, which Ted still thinks is a pristine publication with great values and credibility.
Oh, all right. We're not doing the fake News Weekly. Come on.
Elsewhere in there, there was a note. Who sat next to Bill Belichick at the Miss Maine, Miss Hancock, Miss whatever the hell that pageant was?
Papa Hudson.
Papa Hudson. 49-year-old Papa Hudson, who, I don't know why I thought this. I thought
he was to be Bill's kid.
Yes, and I thought he'd be older. I thought part of the whole weird origin story for Jordan would be like her dad's old or there was some daddy issues or something. Now I find out her dad is me. Like, he's a little older than me, but he basically, I could be her dad, and my daughter would be dating a 73-year-old. And then the other couple notes were Jordan-related. One, Bill asked her to wear red pants at Patriots practices so that he could pick her out of a crowd. Okay, can you wear those red leather pants I like so I can see you from afar? He was really focused on winning games at the end, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Her what color pants to wear to practice?
In the night before. So the night before.
Yeah, what are we doing? Yeah, she's going to the hotel before games, which Linda did that too. I can tell you from being on the road. I can tell you Linda was part of the travel party. Linda was on the plane. Linda's daughters, her twin daughters, were part of the travel party
the DJs.
At times. Yes. Mm-hmm. I can tell you I ran into in Jersey City. Running on the boardwalk in front of the hotel. Oh, hey, Bill. Hey, Linda. As we just crossed on the jogging path. So she did that, too. And then the other thing was that we had heard that the Hard Knocks got blown up because she wanted creative control or be executive producer. No, no. That was part of what she wanted. Part of what she wanted. But she had and she's got some big ones.
Big ones.
And we know she doesn't have big ones that we're normally talking about. We're talking about cojones.
That is not relevant to the conversation.
Well, I didn't want people to be confused. She has big ones. She asked for partial ownership of NFL Films producing Hard Knocks, a show that's been around for, I don't even know now, 20 years?
Long time.
Been in existence. I know it's a little different. They were going to go to college football and Bill in North Carolina. She wanted ownership? I can't believe it didn't happen sooner that they told her to pound sand. She's got some big ones. But so of all this information, Ted Johnson, what do you make of it? What stands out the most? What do you want to make fun of? Because this is this feels like low hanging fruit for Ted Johnson.
I'll just say this: none of this is a surprise. The red pants, just being spotted. I feel like, I'll be honest, things I've heard, like, this is kind of the night before. Having you know, it's not like he's like the rest of all his players where they're, you would think are by themselves getting sleep, preparing for the game. That's not really been his style, right? So as far as I've known, again, we go way back with that kind of behavior. So it's just, I don't know, the word that people keep talking about is hypocrite. But that, I've known that for a long time, and so it's, I feel like I'm just beating a dead horse. But so nothing really surprises me, quite honestly. None of this. I will say this: I would be surprised if he actually married her.
Me too.
He actually, like, just, I mean, because then you are, now it's legally binding. It's not something you can just walk away from.
Right.
It's just a lot messier if you decide to split apart. I would be shocked if he actually made it official and married her.
Would that be the argument, Fitzy, toward maybe he really has lost his way? Maybe he really is. Who was it? Megyn Kelly? Was she the one that said this is elder abuse or something?
Kelly, who used to be part of Fox?
Yes.
Is she really?
Yeah, she called,
called it elder abuse.
Elder abuse.
Wow. I agree with you. Bill's a lot of things. He's not dumb.
It's not his decision. We can all agree that, right? It's got to be her pressuring to marry him.
Yeah, but he's Bill Belichick. Pressure this. Like, I don't have to do it.
But do you sense by watching him, you guys?
She's dog walking him everywhere, you guys.
But do you sense that he's like, doesn't know where he's at or who he's talking to?
No.
Or that he's that there's an early onset of something?
Just that one video coming out of the concert or whatever in the arena, I thought he looked like that. I thought like he looked like an old man who was being led around, I mean, like our president was for a while.
But have you heard any kind of reports that his brain is slipping?
No, but how do you prove that? Like, how do you?
I mean, they did with Biden all the time. I mean, he makes decisions every day.
Well, he talked a lot more, though. Like, there was a lot more examples of audio or. And that was one of, if you remember,
oh, that's interesting.
That was one of my first questions.
He's got to address the team every day. I mean, not right now. He's not. I mean, yeah. The team's off. But
maybe he can do the football. But one of my questions when they said that Jordan interrupted the CBS interview, including on football matters.
Right.
One of my questions was, could it have been that? Could he have said something borderline ridiculous?
I can't imagine she would know what it was correct or not. I mean, how does she know all the history?
Maybe it was that bad. Maybe it was like I heard him say recently.
I feel like that would be out there. I feel like that would be, people would say, hey.
100%.
You know, right?
He did an interview recently.
I feel like he knows what he's doing.
Where he made a comment about Stephen Neal. He was telling the Stephen Neal story.
Yeah, right.
And the timeline didn't work. He was off by over a full decade in terms of who he was talking about.
Well, he fudges little things like all the time.
It was a full decade, though. It was like, it didn't fit the, like, you were just dead wrong. It was almost like, and I forget the details. I could go back and find it. Yeah. It'd be like when Steve Neal blocked for Bledsoe against in the mid, and you're like, wait.
So you're waiting for him to say like, oh, I loved when we picked Mac Jones with the 199th pick.
Yes.
Like, that's the kind of detail you're waiting for.
Some of those things. Yes, Stiz.
I, for one, love. I love love, so I'm happy for the newly engaged couple, if so that is indeed true. Second, you guys don't think for one second that there is going to be a prenuptial agreement signed? You're out of your mind.
Well,
you think there isn't.
Depends if he's out of his mind.
No, there will be a prenup involved. And also, where do you guys think the honeymoon will be? That's what I'm curious.
Barbados.
Where's it going to be? SeaWorld, Nickelodeon Land, Legoland.
I wouldn't get married in Massachusetts, though.
No, I don't think they will. And we
don't
did have
married in this state.
Well, apparently the Nantucket socialites.
Who's
going to
be the ring bearer, Dora the Explorer?
That's where I was going to go, Stiz, is I don't think they'll be having the wedding and honeymoon on Nantucket because apparently the socialites have sided with Linda and are stiff-arming Jordan out of the local.
That's not a big island.
You can't hide.
if you're not liked on that island, it's good luck.
According to Page Six, they've kind of circled the wagons a little bit
they've
out there.
Iced
her out. They're supporting Linda. Linda's a part of that culture, that world,
the charity scene.
We've seen it all, and Jordan is not wanted. So that's the latest in As the World Turns, or whatever you're calling this soap opera that is Bill Belichick, that I think all along the way we've thought that was the last piece of information or that was the last crazy part of this. And, well, a new day comes, a new week comes, and new information comes. So we'll wait for what's next, and Ted Johnson will be here to analyze it on WEEI Afternoons. Up next, we do need to get to the Boston Bruins. Because they had a major announcement today that was shocking to some. To me, I found irrelevant. We'll talk about that next here on WE.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
EI Afternoons. News out of the Boston Bruins today that some found very interesting, alarming, surprising. And that is that Don Sweeney, the general manager, that some people, I think, wanted to be canned, if we're being quite candid this offseason, got a 2-year extension. I did not react to this very emotionally, Fitzy, Ted Johnson, because when I watched the press conference a couple weeks ago, which we kind of got lost in the shuffle of the draft.
We didn't really get to lean into that too much.
But when you watched that, you basically felt like this guy's here until he wants to leave. I don't really care whether he has. I feel like even if he didn't have a contract, he'd still be running the Bruins. Like he's a made man in the eyes of Charlie Jacobs and Cam Neely. So what was is this a good thing, a bad thing, or does it not really matter that Don Sweeney got a 2-year extension today?
I mean, I think it's how you look at it, Fitzy. I think 2 years. So it was a 2-year extension. So it's a 3-year deal. You go. They haven't hired a coach yet, right?
No. And some believe maybe they were having trouble.
Okay. In most coaches aren't going to sign. They're not going to come here and sign 2-year deals, right? They're going to sign 3 or 4, maybe even a 5-year deal. The point I'm getting at is you kind of want the general manager's contract situation to line up with the head coaches.
Mm-hmm.
And so, to me, it's almost as if it's a 2-year extension, but it's I wouldn't look at it like it's a long-term commitment. And I think it's more to if when they bring a coach in, my guess is the coach is going to get a 3-year deal, and it's going to line up exactly like this Don Sweeney deal is. And so it's easier to kind of maybe move on from everybody at that point. I mean, the one thing you kind of look at this, Fitzy, you go, man, it felt like a reboot. They don't want to say, they call it retool.
Yeah.
It looks like a reboot to, I think, most of us, right? And when you see what they did at the trade deadline, firing coaches, trade deadline moves they made. And so if you're going to go a little bit in, why not go all the way in and get rid of the front office? They didn't do that, Fitzy. And so they extended Don Sweeney, which I'm not surprised when you hear Charlie Jacobs what he had to say, Jeremy Jacobs at the press conference, basically not understanding why all the hate towards Don Sweeney. So clearly tone deaf, but an ownership that still believes in Don Sweeney.
Yeah, and we never even really, because of all the other news that has broken over the last couple of weeks, got into what a debacle that press conference was a few weeks back as well. None of us can pretend to be surprised by this. The Jacobs family loves Don Sweeney. I think that they see the work he's done clearly in a different light than the rest of us. And the fans are beyond unhappy with it. What was that text Dan Ball sent to our group thread? 227 comments in the first 4 minutes.
Let me, Fitzy, you just said something. I don't mean to interrupt you, Fitzy, but please. Let me ask you if you agree with this. And everyone, I want to chime in. Do you think the Jacobs, they love Don Sweeney, or do they love Cam Neely, who loves Don Sweeney?
That's kind of my perception, and I'm not close to the Bruins.
The latter.
I've always thought it was Neely loves Cam Sweeney.
I think Cam loves Sweeney.
Yeah, and Fitzy, you said something like they don't see it the same way we do. I think the statement issued by the Bruins, which included a quote from Cam Neely, sort of said that. Don has navigated or created?
Can I use a red pen? Because I would say,
well, I need to do the rest.
Don has created or navigated a disappointing period for our club with conviction, purpose, and a clear vision toward the future of the Boston Bruins.
Okay.
Did he navigate it? It's like navigate means somebody threw it at him, and he did his best to bounce around and cut through.
Cam did say that when talking about Don Sweeney, as if he was thrust into a general manager job, even though he was assistant GM before he was hired as the GM.
Yeah.
And so it makes it sound like he was thrusted into something he didn't know what he was getting into, which is ridiculous in my opinion.
So did he navigate the Swayman situation or create it? Did he navigate the Montgomery situation or create it? Like, no one's throwing him curveballs. That's the job of a general manager, right? You're going to have to negotiate contracts, and players are going to want to get paid, and this coach and that. Like, does the coach deserve an extension? I don't think he did a good job with that. He didn't navigate it well. He created it and then almost sunk in the middle of what he created. So, yeah, I absolutely agree with you, what you said, Fitzy. They don't see it the way the outside world sees it. It's kind of weird.
Yeah, it is. It is kind of weird. And the Ted, that point of adding 2 years to his lame duck year gives it 3 years so that if a new coach comes in, he gets a 3-year deal. So that's what everybody that interviews for the head coach of the Bruins job should get. And I almost see it as like a 2-year deal for Sweeney, because he'll get this year and next year. And if it's an abject disaster, however the coach is doing, I think they'd be willing to let him go. No one gets an extra year added on to their lame duck year as a GM, coach, president of hockey, basketball, baseball operations. So naturally, it was going to be a 2-year deal. So there's your runway, another one of our favorite words to use in 2025 in sports. They have a 2-year runway to get things turned around. Otherwise, see ya.
Yeah, Dan Ball.
Dan, what do you think on what's your take on this signing here, Dan?
Two parts on it. The last part first. I think this is absolutely Cam Neely's ship. I think Charlie Jacobs believes as long as they're making money that Neely is going to be able to lead this thing the right way, because in that press conference you talked about a few weeks ago, the question about Sweeney's future was also answered by Cam Neely in a very same vein where, you know, we're going to go through the negotiations and Don's done a good job. And so I think Sweeney is the one that's executing Neely's vision for the roster. And a lot of their bad draft picks match a Cam Neely player, hard-nosed, big, you know, fights in the corners, bottom six center, bottom six winger, not necessarily skilled player. So I think Neely is the architect behind this entire thing, and Sweeney's just the one that actually signs the contracts.
And Dan, what about those that are tying this directly to the coaching search? I believe the reports are Sullivan they were in on, turn them down. Tockett they were in on, turn them down. Oof. Correct me if there are more on the list.
Here's what I worry about with Sweeney. Why I don't like this contract or this continuation at all. There is a report out there that says that Rick Tockett did not pursue the Bruins opening because he was uncertain about Don Sweeney's future. So if that narrative is out there at all, that's why you're kind of left over with the scraps right now in the coaching search. So I think all the decisions that have been to try to run this thing back are not the right way to
same.
Go.
It's the same. Go see this. Go.
Are they a package deal, Neely and Sweeney?
Oh, absolutely.
It feels that way.
Yeah.
It feels that way.
I do not think so.
Oh, you think Cam is going to cut ties with Don?
I think Cam absolutely has the ability to cut ties with Don and continue in his place. That's just my own personal opinion. I think he's that tight with the Jacobs based on the way he answers questions.
But do you think that Cam influences the Jacobs in how in signing him to Sweeney to extensions? I feel like Cam is, even though I think he's got more power than Don, but I also feel like he wants Don there forever. As long as he's there, Don Sweeney's there.
Yeah, I agree. But I think if it came down to, well, you both are gone, Cam would say, well, no, this is Don that's putting this roster together. I'll fire him like I did to Peter Chiarelli, and I'll bring in another guy who will do this based on my vision for the team. I think it's my own personal belief he has that kind of autonomy.
This has turned into a Jaguars, Trent Baalke situation.
Oh, yeah.
Where nobody wants to, you know, no head coach wants to go there because the general manager's, you know, doesn't know what he's doing, and, you know, no coach wants to be the next guy fired there, right?
The power structure, the hierarchy, the comments, the perception of the Bruins from Jeremy Jacobs down to Jacobs down to Cam Neely down to Don Sweeney, I think is very much being analyzed and questioned from candidates, from people in the hockey world, from fans, everybody else.
It's crazy. Who turns down the Bruins job?
You know, who wants the Bruins job?
I know, but you know
there's
what I'm saying?
A lot of issues.
I know, but you know what I mean?
Like, yeah, no, you think of the Bruins, original six, and the big bad Bruins and all of those things. Well, They got exactly. some PR to get done to rehab their image, their logo. Up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we're going to get back to the Red Sox. We're going to let Ted weigh in, not only on Ramon Vasquez and that big win last night, but the reason Ramon Vasquez was managing the Boston Red Sox. Alex Cora took a day off for a family matter. We'll get Ted's thoughts on that, and that'll lead us into odds and ends. Reminder, it's one of those early days for the Red Sox, so the MassMutual pregame show, 5:45, coming into the final hour, WEEI Afternoons.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.